The blocks, lots and intersections of this town have been changing since this community was carved out of the woods. Dirt paths became streets. Hastily built wooden structures were converted to brick. People came and Barry's perimeter spread out in all directions. That is the natural progression of a successful urban area. Less fortunate communities fail to grow. Some turn into ghost towns when their industry is lost or the major route of transportation bypasses them. Along with planned improvements, Barry has experienced a number of unintended changes, many of them as a result of the destructive fires that occurred often here over the years. This is a look at just one block. It has been the site of quite a few drastic changes and is undergoing another big one right now. On the southwest corner of Dunlop Street West and Maple Avenue stands the last remaining remnant of the 1800s in that section. What many longtime Barry residents remember as Roy Lem's restaurant was originally M.H. Spencer's Tea Store. This is actually one of the very oldest business buildings in downtown Barry, although it's difficult to detect today. M.H. Spencer had his brick store built in 1867, 1 year after the still-standing McConkie building on Dunlop Street East that houses McCriley's Pub. What they have in common is fireproofing. Both Spencer and McConkie were keenly aware of the specter of fire that continually stalked the downtown and so constructed their places of business accordingly. The Spencer building stood alone as a place of business for many years. Behind it, to the south, stood James Wilkinson's Fine House. This was the home of the man who owned the grist mill, which was located approximately where our present bus station sits. With no fast-flowing streams nearby, Barry lacked a mill and residents had to take their goods out of town to be processed. Steam mills, a rather new innovation in 1867, required a great deal of firewood, but that was no problem for lumberman Alan Gunn, who had it built. His problem was cash and, a year after the mill's construction, it was sold to James Wilkinson. The Wilkinson Mill burned down in 1918 and was rebuilt within a few months. In 1952, that mill burned down as well, thus ending 85 years of that industry on that site. Before that last version of the mill was destroyed, other changes had been taking place in the vicinity. In 1923, R.F. Garrett purchased most of the Wilkinson property that fronted on Elizabeth Street, which is now Dunlop Street West. Garrett's plan was to build a moving picture house and an automobile garage. These were bold and modern proposals at the time and not locally popular. Those running the Grand Opera House and the Dreamland Silent Movie Theater were particularly unhappy. From the demolition of the old Wilkinson House to the grand opening of the Capitol Theater next door to the former Spencer store, only 10 weeks passed. The new auto garage west of the theater was first operated by Fred Van Patter. His business partner was Harold Hill, who later moved along the block to open his own garage. At nearly the same time, Charles Robinson opened his first hardware store in the old Spencer store. Robinson, Garrett and Van Patter didn't necessarily get along, so Robinson eventually moved his business to 31 Dunlop Street East. Van Patter died suddenly in 1934 and Garrett expanded his theater business into the former garage and opened the first version of the Imperial Theater in 1937. This was quite the theater district by then, as the Roxy had been built across the street just short of a decade earlier. Farther down the street, at 47 Elizabeth Street, another business of the modern age appeared, the First Funeral Parlor in Barry. Oscar Reed partnered with Percy Lloyd until Lloyd took over completely in 1923. In turn, Lloyd took a partner called Walter Steckley, a name still well known today. As for the former mill site on Maple Avenue, the Valley family held the property for many years and used it for their fleet of buses and taxis. When the bus terminal on the east side of Maple Avenue outlived its usefulness, a new terminal was constructed on the old mill property in 1992. Only the former Spencer Tea Store and Capitol Theater building remain. The rest of the block has been demolished as phase one of a two-tower condominium project rises from the ground. Some 30-plus stories of steel and glass will soon soar above downtown. Each week, the Barry Historical Archive provides Barry Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. This unique column features photos and stories from years gone by and is sure to appeal to the historian in each of us.